Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not sending anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. Am I speaking to Melissa? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Melissa, would you care to help us out with a very short 5-minute survey? It's about statewide and nationwide politics. It's only about a 5-minute survey.
It's fine.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and start. First question. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
Yes.
Thank you. And then second question would be, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you're not sure about voting?
No, I'll be voting.
So you're almost certain?
Yes.
Thank you. And in what year were you born?
1980.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, Hispanic.
Thank you. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally not too motivated, somewhat motivated, very motivated, or extremely motivated to vote?
Very motivated.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things are have gone off on the wrong track?
It's kind of like 50-50 on that. We're like, I guess, decent, you could say.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can say that also. First person would be Katie Hobbs.
I know I've heard of her, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What about Anna Hernandez?
I haven't heard from her.
Okay. What about Marcelino Quiñones?
Marcelino, I haven't heard about him either.
Okay. What about Carlos Galindo Elvira?
Same. I haven't heard.
Okay. And what about Kate Gallego?
Kate Gallego, I have heard her name. So,
Do you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Some favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
What was it? I'm sorry, on that one.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
I approve.
Would that be a somewhat approve or a strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today, and the candidates from your area were Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, and Anna Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
Well, I would say the gentleman, what was his name?
We have Marcelino Quiñones?
Yes.
Okay? And how certain are you that you would vote for Marcelino Quiñones? Are you very certain or somewhat certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. I'm going to read the list, and then you can decide which one is the most important, okay? First one, you said we have racial equality, homelessness, housing costs, job and economic development, climate change and exercise, and climate change and excessive heat, crime, water quality and supply, public transportation, street and road maintenance.
The job one is the one that's strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first statement says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
I agree with that.
Would that make you, is that very, very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local businesses, business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state, in state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here about Marcelino says, Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether it is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ana Hernandez. Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Convincing.
Somewhat convincing, you said?
Yes, somewhat convincing.
Okay. Next statement, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
It's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here, Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. And on the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
That's very convincing.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
That was a hard one. Only because I have heard more of Marcelino, I think I would go from the person that I've heard the most, so with him.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
Conservative.
And would that be a very conservative or a somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
No, I own my home.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice night, okay?
You as well, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.